everything in the refrigerator now has gone bad, and supplies are dwindling. And most people out here, the biggest deal is water.
People have made some life and death choices.
Back in Houston, the light's going dark during an interview with Mayor Sylvester Turner.
We've been talking about power being restored. Now, in real time, you have seen power being turned off.
The state's energy production and independence has always been a point of pride. And as the crisis persists, the governor placing blame squarely on officials at ERCOT, the private company that runs about 90% of the state's grid.
ERCOT stands for Electric Reliability Council of Texas, and they showed that they were not reliable.
Do you think ERCOT leadership needs to resign?
Yes.
Governor Abbott facing criticism for appearing to place some of the blame for the outages on frozen wind turbines.
Our wind and our solar got shut down, and they were collectively more than 10% of our power grid. And that thrust Texas into a situation where it was lacking power in a statewide basis.
But Abbott's own energy department reports most of the state's energy losses come from failures to winterize systems, including oil and natural gas pipelines. And now at least two federal agencies are investigating why the system failed so badly.